High-ranking military officials are visiting Alaska this week, part of the annual pilgrimage by federal officials and cabinet members during the August recess. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports that even though national defense spending is up, different services are still facing major recruitment challenges.
It was a little chaotic inside a giant hangar at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson when head of the Air Force, Heather Wilson, dropped by. There were pilots on hand to greet the secretary, a knot of reporters, officers, and Secret Service personnel. Airplanes roared overhead. And then there were several dozen paratroopers in camouflage face paint, loaded down with parachutes, giving occasional chants as they waited to pile into cargo planes for practice jumps. Wilson is in Alaska for the first time since taking over as Secretary of the Air Force 15 months ago. She's visiting J-Bear and interior bases to get a sense of how Air Force members in the 49th state are doing and what is needed. The most recently passed National Defense Authorization Act budgets more money for personnel, but the Air Force is having a hard time recruiting and retaining service members. That's especially true of pilots who have been leaving the service for lucrative jobs in the commercial sector. Wilson says the Air Force has to do a better job of incentivizing highly trained flyers.
But we also have to increase the number of pilots that we're training. So we're expanding pilot training.
One reason military officials make visits like this is to get out of the Capitol to hear more directly from troops and commanders. Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach is the highest-ranking officer in Alaska and says one of his requests to the secretary is to lessen the administrative burden on troops.
And she's actually a big advocate for this, is reducing the amount of bureaucracy for the average airman. So things that don't make a readiness difference, let's reduce those things to give the airman more time to do mission, to give them more time with their families.
Just a day earlier, Army Secretary Mark Esper spoke to the local press alongside Senator Dan Sullivan after meeting with military families at J-Bear and Fort Wainwright. The Army is trying to expand its ranks after years of reductions under the Obama administration, with an ambitious aim to add 30,000 active duty troops in less than a decade, increasing the overall size to more than 500,000 before 2028. But Esper says it's not an easy time to convince people to enlist.
With regard to recruiting, we have a great economy, and I would not trade in a great economy for one more soldier. But that means we have to operate more innovatively.
One area where the military has been shedding personnel is immigrants with particular skill sets who joined the service under a program called Military Accessions for Vital National Interest, or MAVNI. The initiative started in 2008 under the Office of the Secretary of Defense in order to draw in immigrants who spoke strategically important languages or had professional training in fields like medicine, and in exchange put them on an expedited path to citizenship. MAVNI ran into bureaucratic hurdles in 2014, and more recently under the Trump administration, troops were being discharged from the Army without explanation. On Thursday, several national news outlets reported the Army had ordered a halt to those discharges while it evaluated the separation process. Esper says the halt to the MAVNI program won't affect end-strength numbers and cites potential security concerns in some immigrants' backgrounds as a reason not to restart it.
MAVNIs, by definition of the name itself, are those persons who may present a skill that's vital to the national interest. But at the same time, we have to place importance on the security of these folks to make sure that we understand what we are accessing into our force.
The heads of the Navy and the Coast Guard are also stopping in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,